Yes, each and every spiritual action of ours begins with the opposite action, an action against it, as the advantage of light out of darkness. And why is it so? Because otherwise, we wouldn't feel, it's impossible to feel anything except if it is through the opposite thing. Therefore, darkness comes before light, confusion and lack of understanding precedes what becomes clear and understood. And this is how it is with each and everything. Whereas, if you look at our life, how much time humanity has to go through all kinds of different states of recognition of evil in our ego in order to finally reach a state where there is no choice, we have to get rid of it, get rid of our ego, because this is the source of all evil, even though we don't know how it's possible to do that. But then, out of lack of choice, apparently we will turn to the Creator. I'm speaking on behalf of the whole of humanity. And therefore, the issue of the advantage of the land, meaning that the desire must first attain the darkness, and only out of the darkness can we attain the light. This is precisely where we are now in our life. We have constantly developed through the ego, and now we have reached what is called the last generation, the generation of the Messiah. That is a generation that must awaken the upper force, and so it will pull it. This is why it is called Mashiach, Messiah, that it will pull us out of our ego, and we realize that we cannot let go of it by ourselves, because this is our nature. Our ego is our whole life. We're incapable of thinking in any other way. However, we're discovering the evil in it, but how to truly rise above it? That is not within our power, not even to depict it. And therefore, we are now in a very important and special state, such that there has never been something like that in the whole of human history. Bit by bit, we attain that what we're going through is our whole egoistic nature can no longer exist as it was over thousands of years. All of our development was only in order for us to discover how much we're incapable of being in this egoistic nature anymore, and we will reach the recognition of evil, that we must rise above it. But where to, precisely? So we're told faith above reason. What is that? How do we reach such things? So that bestowal will be more important and greater than reception? I'm not capable of that. And here we're truly in a state where humanity will not know what to do. And about this, it is written that we have no one to lean on, to rely on, except for our Father in the heavens. Humanity will start to discover that the ego is an upper force, and there is an opposite upper force. And we have to ask of this truly highest force that it will help us replace the bad force with the good force, the anti-ego, and then we will be able to exist in a nice, good way in a new world. But in the meantime, it is very difficult for us. It's easier for us to think about how the world will stop existing altogether than to depict how the world would behave according to an altruistic nature. How can that be, that among each and every one, every place, in each and every state, we will only take into consideration how much I am bestowing to others and not how much I'm gaining from others? This is our nature. If some new nature will clothe in us, then we will behave in such a way, but if it won't, we won't. So all that remains for us is only to discover that we can no longer keep existing egoistically. We must reach a new method, the opposite method, in our behavior. And this whole process that we're now going through, and I'm talking about the whole of humanity, this is how it will happen. And we should try to understand as quickly as possible that there is no choice and everything depends only on the prayer. And in organizing the prayer, that's with the 10, with the study, with yearning, etc. But this is how it's going to be. The advantage of the Lent. Let's see. So, well, let's see. Everything that appears to our eyes is but things that the Creator wants us to attain the way we do, since they are the ways by which to achieve the complete goal. This means that everything is wide open before us, yet in order to merit adhesion with the Creator, this is not so simple. It requires a great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of the delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence. Even that is, if we don't attain it as good and doing good, but seemingly the opposite, and believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the created beings in a manner of good and doing good. Even though I don't feel this way, and say they have eyes, but they see not. Our sages said, Habakkuk came and ascribed them to one principle. As it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. It means that one need not engage in details, but rather one should concentrate his entire work on a single point, a rule, which is faith in the Creator. The force of bestowal, absolute bestowal of the Creator, and that's it, up to total devotion. And this is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason, that the Creator will give him this force. There is power, virtue in the faith. Through it, one comes to hate the separation. This is considered that faith indirectly makes him hate the separation. That is, to ask of the Creator that he will give us the force of bestowal, the force of faith. And only then will we be able to understand and feel all of the goodness in creation and the purpose of the Creator in the creation of men. Yes, Gilad.
Rav, how can you also hate separation and also justify the Creator who created this separation?
Yes, because he's playing with me, so I relate to him, to the left line and to the right line that come from him as two different forms. In a negative form, the left line, and in a positive form, the right line.
But he writes that we need to justify, we need to make every effort to justify, and with that there's hatred. How can you justify hatred?
To justify the hatred, if I will not justify the left line, how will I shift to the right line? That is, I must relate to the left in a purposeful manner and realize that the Creator created the left on purpose. The maker of light and the creator of darkness. Darkness is creation, Baal, outside of the Creator. He did that so that we will feel the light on top of the darkness.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот мы сейчас с десяткой находимся на уроке, и как мне так попросить за товарищей для того, чтобы мы пришли?
Now we're all in the lesson, the whole 10. How can we ask for the friends so that we will truly reach the degree of faith?
It's simple. Ask that you will have the force of bestow. Faith is bestow. Bestow, giving to others, it's not what the common people think that faith means, that I believe in I don't know what and where and whom. Faith means the force of bestow. It is a force. And I need to ask for it from the Creator. Because the Creator is the force of bestow. And against that, He created the created being with the force of reception. So that the created being will be different from Him. And will also be able to gradually receive from the Creator the quality of bestow. And then, the force of reception in the created being will clothe in the form of bestow of the Creator. That way, the created being will be called Adam, to that extent that he will take on the clothing of the Creator, being similar to the Creator. Yes?
Валик у меня здесь, товарищ Саша, Гамлет, еще товарищи в десятке. Что значит...
I have a friend, Валик, Саша, other friends in the ten. What does it mean that we're in a connection between us now, receiving the clothing of the Creator?
To the extent that you can resemble the Creator in your bestowal with the friends, it is considered that you are taking on the Creator's clothing. Clothing means ochoze, reflected light, bestow.
Как это, что значит, что мы уподобляемся ему? То есть где здесь вот эта проверка уподоблению? Между нашим объединением и то, что оно уподобляется Творцу.
First, you have to bestow.
First you need to.
Then you will discover how much in that bestow you resemble the Creator. Because in that bestow you will feel the Creator. And according to your feeling of the Creator, that will be precisely your degree of resemblance to the Creator.
Так, а как я вот этот отраженный свет все-таки выстраиваю? То есть вот между вот я как бы прошу за одного товарища, за второго.
How nevertheless do I build this returning light? I ask for one friend, two, everyone together, and from that maybe later. What does it mean to build this reflecting, this returning light in resembling to the Creator?
Until you do it in any way possible, you will not feel it. In the meantime, you're just saying words. Start to actualize these things in practice.
Revealing the separation and feeling the separation. Is this come at the same time as hating the separation? I don't feel it and reveal it before I have faith, do I?
There is a confusion here between several different discernments. Separation, I cannot discover it if I don't have dvekut, adhesion. Because separation is a result of what? Apparently of adhesion. If I want to reach bestow, then I cannot reach it, something hinders me, then I discover within me the force of separation. That's how you start. Therefore, we start all of the actions in the group. All of the actions. And later on, we shift it to the Creator.
Челябинск. Как правильно просить силу отдачи?
What's the right way to ask for the force of bestowal?
To perform actions with the friends, mutually with them, in reciprocity, and when we feel that it's not clear, we're not able to do it, then turn to the Creator. You have to reach the Creator already with a negative result of your own actions. And then He gives you the understanding of what to do. You have to bring Him like you have to come to Him like after a doctor's examination. Let's say they took some blood from you and they checked it and they said, oh, you have this and this and that. And with that note, you go from the lab to the doctor. And the doctor gives you some medicine. This is how it is here as well. First, you have to try to perform all of these actions in the group according to how what Rabash writes to you about the group. And with all of these results, positive and negative, you should go to the Creator.
What should we do if friends abuse our actions when we are compromised to Him?
We need to talk about it. Talk. Don't hide it. Don't avoid the issue, but speak about it directly in the group, because if we don't reach the construction of the group, we have nothing to do. We simply have nothing to do. Therefore, for me, it's more important than my life. To put the group together, it's more important than my life, because life comes and goes, it ends. And the group, if I don't put it together, then I'm missing out on the opportunity to reach spirituality, eternal life. Look. I talked about it before the lesson also. How much the force of bestowal is difficult to attain, and we have to renew it all the time so that it won't run away. Whereas the force of reception always comes out of nature, and it in itself demands of us to fulfill it and engage in it, etc. How much the force of reception is so strong and constantly pressuring us and obligating us and managing us, whereas the force of bestowal, even if we attain it a little bit, it's only for that moment when we hold on to it, and if we don't, it just runs away. Truly so. This is what he's telling us here, that we constantly have to work on it, but seemingly it's very hard and it's impossible. This is true if we don't hold on to it in the 10. If we do hold on to it in the 10, in the form of each shall help his friend, and it's about written about it, there are many articles, but if each one thinks about the friends, if each one understands that he needs the friends, and each one understands that here we have an integral system, and we have to work in it in such a way that there is no choice, each one must be responsible for everyone else, then it turns out that it's not that bad. We can actually hold on to it in a permanent manner. And we simply agree with the friends that we will hold on to the relations between us in faith above reason, bestowing, thinking each one of the others, then the Creator is together with us, and we have no problem. We're under a higher umbrella, and this influences us, and it arranges us. Don't think that we're very weak against the force of reception within us, that is constantly standing there and demanding, and as with the force of bestowal, maybe for just a slight moment we can engage in it and that's it. No, if we're all doing it, then we're activating the Creator and He, the upper force, is holding our force of bestowal. And then we are in eternal bestowal.
Добрый день. Рафа, скажите, вот вера выше знания, да? Как нам не свалиться это вот?
Faith above reason.
Что я просто долдоню себе, что вера выше знания.
Они мовин отха, гам они лой ванти.
I understand you. I also didn't understand it for a long time, even over a few years. What does it mean, faith above reason? Faith above reason means that bestowal is more important than reception. That's it. Don't take it as faith above reason. It's something that drives you crazy. It's not clear. What is this? Bestowal is above reception. For the time being, for us, it's the other way around, right? Reception is more important than bestowal, of course. When we reach the next world, it says, I saw an upside-down world. Upside-down in what way? There, the force of bestowal is more important than the force of reception. It is called faith above reason.
Хотел спросить, вот что значит быть слитым вот с верой?
Да, вы говорите, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be in adhesion to, with faith? 15 minutes ago, you said that we have to constantly renew this quality. What does it mean to be adhere to it so that,
like it or not, if we don't ignite all the time the faith again and again and again, it gets turned out. It doesn't hold. The force of faith is an eternal force by you needing to constantly relight it all the time. And it constantly gets turned out. Because by it being turned out and you igniting it, and it turned out and you igniting it, by that you are arranging the degrees. And then you reach the goal.
Which degree am I building?
The ladder. The ladder, the whole ladder are degrees of faith. Degrees of faith. First of all, it's not complete faith, just to bestow in order to bestow, and then complete faith, also receiving in order to bestow.
То есть вот я сейчас, например, в десятке прошу за товарища, и тут меня
вызвало. That is, let's say now I'm in the 10 asking for the friends, and I was thrown to totally different thoughts, and again I overcome, and I ask for the friend, is this a new degree or not?
It's always a new degree. If there's disconnection, then it's a new degree. But we don't need to be worried about that. We need with all our force to hold on constantly.
You mentioned at the beginning that it was easier to imagine the destruction of the world than it was to imagine a world in bestowal. To what degree does the imagination serve us to depict our next spiritual degree or a world of bestowal? How can we use the imagination, our imagination?
Look, the fact that it's easier for us to depict a world that's on the way to ruins, it's clear, because the whole world that's built on the force of the ego, we'll say that it's being destroyed. We're destroying it in that force of the ego. We're not doing anything else. We, just like we saw already, wars, problems, riots that are happening everywhere in the world always, we can understand that the world can come to destruction, but that force of the ego remains, and it is what's causing the world to be destroyed. Whereas inverting this software, this program, the form of connection between still vegetative and animal, so that they will behave in an opposite way to mutual bestowal, each bestowing to another, each being considerate of the others, each feeling what's good for others, and fill the other with this good that we can't, that's something that it can't be. This is something that cannot be. Do you understand? I need to feel the desire of the other and try to fill it. And that's how each and every one needs to be. And all the time, it's a completely new program that needs to clothe upon the whole big computer of still vegetative, animal, and speaking of reality. That's why we're not capable of depicting it. And with all those socialists and what they wrote about it, all the different people in fantasy that it will happen, it won't work. Only the Creator, which gives us the second natures, is possible. And this is something we need to ask for, to try to ask for. As fast as possible. If not, then the suffering that are being revealed now in a more and more guided manner towards the correction of the world will obligate us. But this is not a simple way. It's long and filled with torment. It's called the path of torment, the path of suffering. So what did you ask? Please repeat it again.
I'm trying to discover or trying to understand how we, as an individual and then as a ten, can use our imagination to depict a better future society, a better future state for each friend, for all of humanity. And how can we share our imagination in that so that we create that future?
Only if we draw the upper force to us, so it will clothe in us. Only under that condition. We need to demand, to ask from the Creator to give us the force of bestowal. Very simply. Otherwise, nothing will come out of it. We ourselves need to do all kinds of actions until they sigh from the work, where their cry rose to the Creator, and then the Creator gives the force of bestowal from Him. That's called the exit from Egypt, the exit from our ego. But if we don't demand, we don't ask, we don't oblige the Creator, then we won't receive it. And we will suffer from our ego every day more and more. And we think that any day now the corona is going to pass. It won't pass. There will be bigger problems. Soon money is running out. Soon produce is running out. All kinds of everything, food. We will suffer greatly. All of reality, well, with that will come natural disasters, hurricanes, locusts, other things, redundancies of water and a lack of water. Everything just so that we understand that only if we turn to the Creator, we have hope to be saved from problems, from troubles. And then when we turn to Him, and then we'll understand that it's not the problem with the troubles, but rather the troubles are so that we turn to Him. And when we turn to Him, it's too bad to ask for Him to give us those corporeal things. Let Him give us closeness to Him. That's where everything is.
So does it help us at all to imagine that kind of a world that's a world where society is in bestowal, where people are in care and concern for each other, and to picture ourselves as students of Kabbalah, as friends supporting that world. Does that impress upon the Creator? Does that impress upon the system and drive us into those states?
We can bestow to the Creator only through the Ten. Only through the Ten. No other way. Because there's no connection between the systems. If we build in us a system of connection, then we have a common force with the Creator, which is the force of connection. But if we don't connect in the Ten, how can we reach Him? He doesn't feel us. We're not in contact with Him. There's no communication between us. Only if we're connected within the Ten. In the center of the Ten, we're connected to the Creator.
That's why I'm wondering if in my Ten, let's say, I want to have a conversation about the Ein Sof, what Ein Sof looks like. But maybe we don't even go as far as Ein Sof, we go just to the next degree. What currently now we see this world with viruses and crises. As a ten, we develop and depict a new environment, a new world for ourselves, the next degree. How do we do that? First of all, and is that what imagination is for? Like, is that why we're given this ability to imagine this?
Of course, imagine to yourself a ten, which is in an advanced connection. That's the next degree. All together. And try to bring the ten to that form that you now depicted to yourself. Try to bring the ten there. From the force of your imagination, you will do an action in which you will truly find yourself and your friends in such a form connected. And then you'll start to discover the spirituality in it, the Creator that's there.
Does it start with me as the individual then, my idea, or is it the accumulative depiction of the ten, and then we focus on that?
It all comes from the Creator. You just don't feel it. And this clothes in your head and in your heart. And then you start implementing it in the ten. And then this is how you advance. And four we had already?
Hello, dear Rav. If faith or bestow should be renewed each and every day, so it should become second nature?
Yes, of course. We need to constantly ask. Constantly ask. It's written, I wish he'd pray all day long. That's it. And as a result of that, whatever you receive, you'll receive. But constantly ask.
Please. He wants to continue the question.
Please.
Y la idea es que podamos volver esa fe y ese otorgamiento en Lishma, en estado Lishma.
In that sense, now we have bestowed and faith in Lolishma, and we have to turn it to be in Lishma.
Yes. Yes. That's it.
Latin 6.
En el trabajo de despertar desde abajo,
in
the work of awakening from below? Do we expect to reach an awakening from above, or we should just expect the deed of the created being?
There are no actions in us. There's only one thing in us, to ask, to raise man only. And all the rest comes from above. It comes from above.
Mark Vigi, one.
Вот смотрите, вера выше знания – это отдача. А вот я радуюсь, что меня.
Faith above reason is bestowed. Now, am I happy that I'm being used for this purpose?
Of course, we're happy that someone like the Creator or like friends can use us. Certainly, yes. There is no greater joy for me that the friends can take me and use my forces, use me. Of course I'm happy from this.
So I should feel happy out of it.
And
then it's...
Of course, I'm happy that my friends are using me, taking advantage of everything. Let them do whatever they want from me. I am making a zero of myself towards them, like Rabash writes.
Доброе утро, дорогой учитель. Спасибо. Продолжение вопроса.
Good morning, dear teacher. Continuing the previous question, it turns out that faith above reason, we can relate to that state as concretely, practically.
Of course. I demand to have the force of bestowal. But when can I demand to have the force of bestowal? When I myself am in bestowal towards friends, and I want to bestow and I want to help. I'm in a 10. I want to help. I want to bestow to the 10. And I can't. You remember the example of where a person takes a heavy bag on his back, and then he can't hold it, and he screams, "Help me!" And then they help him. Because he already started the work, and it could fall. So I'm in such a state in the 10, where I want to help them, and more and more and more, and then I'm crying out to the Creator, "Help me!" And then he helps. You understood? Now, throughout the day, you'll do such exercises with the group and with the Creator. And tomorrow, you'll tell us. That's it. You'll be an example for us.
No, Shilot.
Well, questions, and if not, we can move on. Meaning, we don't need to be impressed by that which the body feels, wants, doesn't want, feels good, feels bad, all kinds of claims and complaints. But it is worthwhile to nevertheless do it as if we are in a state of righteous, where I justify the Creator, I justify creation, we can do acts of bestowal, but inside, it's the opposite. Completely opposite. Doesn't want to do this, doesn't feel any importance. That's not important. What's important is that which I do try to do. Because that is then accepted on the higher degree in the Creator as a prayer. And then as a result of this, well, just like he says, nevertheless, as far as the awakening from below, he does. And then the awakening from above comes.
Раф, спасибо. В принципе, так и происходит, как описано в статье, Раф, когда я больше углубляюсь в работу,
Thank you, Rav. It says in the article, the more I delve in the work, the more I discover the evil inclination. And I believe that I can receive fewer forces out of myself and I can pray. Rav, say, please, where do you take forces from as an example? Rav, Hebrew, please.
I get strength from you, from each and every one of you. Where else will you get strength from? I look at you, how you get up every morning, and you have strength, you have everything. And from that, I get strength. Alone, I wouldn't be able to get up. I've tried many times, and every time it was so-so. Out of lack of choice. I decided that I need more friends. And I started publicizing who wants to study, let's learn together. And that is how a few people got together. Now I have a necessity. I must wake up. Sometimes I feel so that I have no strength to get up, but I study together with you. So I have to. That's how it is. This is how each one is towards the ten. Only from the commitment. That is why when I hear that some people don't show up to the ten, this is the worst possible thing. It's a serious problem because the Creator arranged this place for them, brought them to a ten, put a person's hands on the good fate, said, take it, and he leaves, he runs away. Why? He doesn't agree to the care. I thought that I'll be given good and sweet things constantly, but instead I'm given even an injection, for example, and it hurts, I don't want it. And then a person leaves. It is truly a sorrow. It's the sorrow of divinity. But I try to constantly be committed. Also, throughout the day, I have, right after the lesson, I have a meeting with a 10, and then at 1 p.m., and then at 5:30 p.m., and I usually have 3 hours in the morning. I have talks with the writers, with all kinds of people who then write articles from this. And then I have, well, in short, more or less, I try and fulfill my entire day this way. Otherwise, I won't be able to move from bed. Why should I wake up? Only the mutual work with the others is what forces me to get up. I'm the laziest person there is. There isn't a person lazier than me in the world. But I have a schedule. And there, I have a person responsible for it, Igor Dion, and he fulfills my schedule. He doesn't ask me. He just fills it up and that's it. He knows more or less when I do and when I can and can't, but I look at my schedule and I just follow it. And that's how it is. It's all in front of me. Let's say now, I look at my calendar. So at 10:15 I have a Zoom meeting just for 15 minutes. That's a consultation. And from 10:30 to 11:30 I have writers meeting, and then from 11:30 to 12:30 I have Oren, and then from 12:30 to 1 I have a meeting about the new book, and so on. And that's why I get up and I do it. Without the schedule I wouldn't move. What for? I would lie in bed. You understand? I'm 74. I'm already retired. And I deserve to just lie down and, you know, not do anything. So I'm telling you, only the commitment to work in the group is what saves us and brings us to success, to the goal. Prepare a schedule with a group together. When are you doing this and that? And each one should have this in front of you, or do a mutual schedule for all the 10. And that is how you should live. It's very important. Also for Rabash, it was. He had a small notebook, like I have my phone. He had a little notebook and he used to write everything there. That's how it is. Okay.
Что удерживает вас не нарушать обязательства?
What holds you from keeping your obligation?
My schedule that it's written. If I was very sick, I felt really bad. So 2 days ago I canceled my meetings. I also left the lesson in the middle. But hopefully that won't happen again. It's a commitment. Believe me that now also I want to sleep, and that's it. But I feel that I have to be awake. You need to work on it. You need to work on this. It'll always be difficult. Don't think that it will become easier. It won't. And even in spirituality, when you reach that, you think that then, okay, I'll be inspired, I'll feel the purpose of life. I'll be so awakened all the time, I'll feel that I'm in heaven. I don't want to cool you guys down, but you should know that the work always remains. It always remains. The work always remains. And the effort needs to be ongoing. And not that you're, okay, great, now I've come to heaven, now bring me some music, where's the angels that will play some music for me? No. It's not exactly so. But we'll reach it and we'll see. It is still much, much more than what we have today, because you attain the purpose of creation, the essence of creation, eternal forces.
Listen up, friends. Wake up. What is he telling us? He's telling us as follows. If you engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, then know that you must come to Lishma. You must come to faith above reason. You must come to bestowal, love of others. Otherwise, your entire study doesn't add anything to you. You must reach spirituality. Spirituality is bestowal. Spirituality is being like the Creator. It's a sign that you don't know what it's talking about.
So then how do I reach a state to know what love is?
If you study well, as required, for a few years, and you'll keep with all your might what they're saying, then in a few years you'll attain it. But not that you're saying, I know what it means to love. To love means that I'm willing to work for the sake of the other with everything I've got, and I, towards him, am like a slave, as Baal HaSulam explains to us in the article of Matan Torah and the Arvut. I need to give everything I've got to my slave. This means that I bestow to the other.
That was the answer I was looking for. Thank you, Rav.
Volga.
Рав, подскажите, пожалуйста, вот я не раз от вас слышал, что состояние ло-лишма — это уже очень высокое постижение. И не говоря уж о лишма, надо еще постараться, чтобы дойти до ло-лишма. Вот вы можете прояснить, что такое настоящее, самое правильное ло-лишма?
Эфу закатуф эцлейну.
We need to exert to reach ло-лишма. Can you explain what it is to reach ло-лишма?
It's written because Lishma means that he yearns deeply to acts of bestowal with everything he's got, and still they're not giving him enough illumination from above to be able to do it in order to bestow above his ego. That's the meaning of being in Lolishma. He wants to do it very much, but he's not receiving enough light from above. That's the meaning of Lolishma.
Africa.
Our question is the process by which everyone has to come to study Kabbalah. What form will it take? Will everyone come to study like the way we're doing here? Or will our integral education means of dissemination be enough to help everyone reach this attainment?
No.
You have many people in the world who know how to read and write. So what? They can all become writers? They don't author books. They don't do anything. They know how to read and write. That's it. The same is with the wisdom of Kabbalah. There are people who study in order to understand, to attain, to feel, to be mixed with all of this creation in order to bestow with this engine that has to work like this. And later they will teach others. These people, like us, are us. We learn in order to teach all of humanity and to organize it so it will come to the purpose of creation. But not that they will have to study like us. No, they just need to know a little bit how to receive the reforming light. But because we're giving this to them in an expansive way, and there will be millions of people who will demand it, and the state in our world will be such that from above they will want these people to receive the reforming light, then it will be easier for them to attain the force of bestowal, and they'll be able to bestow to one another. That's it.